Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And welcome to this semester's first installment of the hit radio show Foxtrot. Let me turn something off really quick. The hit radio show Foxtrot, which is everybody's favorite and something we all love and adore. Again, sorry, I was preoccupied. My name is Noah. This is my show, Foxtrot. I like to play anything I think is good and or interesting. And, yeah, that's like the whole theme. It's not a theme. It's just music that I enjoy. But maybe not. You never know what my true taste is. But I will say the song we just listened to, Give Me Some of Your Love by Dear Nora, is a fun little ditty. Like, I would call that one good. You know, it's just, like, nice. That's how I would describe a lot of Dear Nora songs. It's kind of, they're real ditties, you know, in a good way. That is not a demeaning term at all. I think she gets what a good, just like garage rock pop. That's not even a genre. I'm just saying words, but she knows how to make a good song, and it's just like short and sweet. It's great. So yeah, I got some fun tracks to play today. Tracks. I'm like 30. And a lot of stuff I've been listening to over the last few months. Last few days, whatever you want to say. And yeah, I'm gonna stop talking and we're gonna listen to some music. And I know I'm excited, and I hope you all are too. So up first, here is Spangle by Should. Yeah.
Station in a corner.
Okay, I'm back. We just listened to Strange Powers by The Magnetic Fields. Right before that, we listened to On a Neck on a Spit by Grizzly Bear. Before that, we listened to Star Game by At. And that's spelled like the email sign, like the A in the circle. It's just pronounced At. They specify that it's pronounced At, but that's how it's spelled. And then Spangle by Should. I heard that first song, Spangle, by Should, over winter break, and it is so awesome. Like, I don't really know how to describe it. It has like this hold on me. It's a cover, I should clarify. I listened to the original. I feel bad for not knowing who the original is by. But I listened to it. I just vastly prefer this version by this. Just like, I'm not gonna say I was in the 1990s shoegaze scene, but I guess in 2024 speaking, a relatively unknown shoegaze band just like performed. It's incredible. I love this song so much. It's so addicting. I don't have anything insightful to say about it besides that it's a great listen, and I can listen to that thing all day. And I have done that. Star Game by At. This came off of this group's like first release last year, their debut, Mind Palace Music. If you haven't listened to that, that was one of my favorite albums of last year. It's kind of great. I don't like have a ton to say. It's just like kind of like folk. They call themselves folk pop, and like I'll give it to them. But I don't know. It's just kind of like, it's almost like, nature and ethereal at the same time. And I know that only one of those is an adjective, but that's okay. I recommend checking that whole album. It's terrific, but that song's a highlight for me. On a Neck on a Spit. This song was on my Discover Weekly this past week, and it's pretty good. You know, I think Grizzly Bear is one of those bands where, like, I should get into. But it's a lot of work, and very millennial of me to do that. And it's like, it's so much work. But this is a great song. The instrumentals here are terrific, and I it's not usually what you expect from a Grizzly Bear song. It's not those like bounding drums. Again, I'm not a connoisseur in Grizzly Bear discography, so you can correct me on that one. But it's a great song. And then Strange Powers by the Magnetic Fields. I loved this song at the end of last semester. I've played the Magnetic Fields a lot on this show, I think, and this song is a good reason why. I think Stephen Merritt, the guy behind this band, is like actually top 10 lyricist ever. I don't know how he does it. Like, he has the quantity of songs he produces, and then like you like the lyrical quality. It's so witty, and he like makes these like incredible hooks. Like this song, the chorus of this song, are you kidding me? It's so catchy. I don't know how he does it. I'm getting really amped up talking about the Magnetic Fields, and I'm getting some self-awareness to the fact that I'm doing that, but I've said the phrase on this show several times, are the Magnetic Fields one of the greatest American bands ever? And the answer is no, but also, is it kind of yes, is what I want to say. And this song is a great reason why I am at my core a Magnetic Fields truther. I don't know, I got, my blood is like pumping after that. So I got more music to play. Kind of change of pace, that was a little, you know, easy listening. This is still easy listening because it's good music, but it got some heftier stuff. So I hope you're excited. I'm thrilled personally, but it's my music that I'm playing, not like my personal, but the music I picked out. And we're gonna keep listening. I'm really amped up right now. Okay, here is some Greg Freeman. I'll be back in a little bit. Okay, see you in a bit. Bye.
Can break me open, I don't really care. Do you feel the afterglow? The lake breeze on your body flows. I'm tired of your soaking clothes. Knowing you, I will be. Maybe in a week or so, I'll make you feel cold clarity.
What up, Kara? Happy birthday, season.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Like a spoon drowns in a stew. What kind of meal are they making of you? Thinking Cupid calls for you. End of gum on someone's shoe. Makes me feel like I don't have a clue. My dilemma is always a dickhead who's drunk on the daily news. Like coyotes and culottes clawing for coffee in open-toed shoes. I'm no longer amused by losers who find themselves losing me. That's why I choose. I'm not as worthless as I once thought. I am pretty top-notch. I am pretty top-notch. I am pretty top-notch. I'm useful. Damn the dickhead blues. When you're feeling as broke as a bottle of booze. The dickhead blues. Like a soda straw strangling you. Thinking Cupid calls for you. End of gum on someone's shoe. Makes me feel like I don't have a clue. If I had a heart, 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 I know where to start, I know where to start, I know where to start, I know where to start. If I had a heart, 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 I know where to start, I know where to start. I know where to start, I know where to start. Worthless as I once thought, I am pretty top notch. I am pretty top notch. I am pretty top notch. I'm you.
Okay, Dude, I don't know if you guys heard the broadcast warning test thing. But if you did, I'm sorry about that. That was kind of jarring. Maybe you guys didn't hear that, and it was just something that I heard. But, sorry. Anyway, we just listened to, D-Head Blues. I don't know if I can say that on air, but you saw the name of the title. I think it's still showing. By Kara Jackson. Right before that, we listened to Do You Think I'm Pretty? By Kingfisher. And just before that, we listened to Come and Change My Body. By Greg Freeman. That Greg Freeman song is actually a triumph. The instrumental there, it just like blows me away every time I hear it. I don't know how he did. He's just like some guy from Vermont named Greg. And then he like, it's like one of the most beautiful moments in a song I can think of. It's gorgeous. More people should check out Greg Freeman. He's good. He makes good music, including that song. The horns there are incredible. I don't really have anything interesting to say about it besides that it's good. Sue me, okay? Next, Do You Think I'm Pretty? By Kingfisher. Oh wow, were all of these released in 2022? That's crazy. 2022 session. Yeah, this is a band that I don't know too much about. This is the only song I know I am. But it's a good one. The saxophone here kind of goes crazy. The lyrics are a little... But I don't know. I'm a big fan of the instrumental here. Like, that was kind of the drawing factor with all three of these songs, is that I think the instrumentals are very well done. And this song's no exception to the three-song rule that I made. It's not an exception to that. Cool. And then D-Head Blues by Kara Jackson. That's another recent... She definitely released that last year. I don't think that was from 2022. But this song comes off her recent album... Why Does the Earth Give Us People to Love? It's a good album. It's another high quality release from last year. This song's probably a highlight for me. And the build up here, the climax is beautiful. Her voice is gorgeous. The emergency broadcast warning thing was good timing. I feel like it kind of worked with the phone call there. That was pretty cool. I hope if it happens again, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. Again, you might not even hear it. It could just be me, but that's okay. I wish I had more things to say about that song besides that I love it and it's beautiful, but I do have something tangentially related to saying things about safety. Specifically, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable yet. It helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. That's right, the ladder PSA is back. I love the beginning of the semester because I let myself do all the PSAs again. Because I try to do no repeats. But it's a new semester, so I can go back. And I love the ladder one. I think we're all safer and better because of it. Okay, I got more music to play, and we're gonna listen to that music. I'm still amped up. I hope you all are too. I'm having a great Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, whatever you want to say. And I hope this helps your nights as well. Okay, here's Bench. Thank you.
2 days later, he woke up strapped in a hospital bed next to another man who wanted to be dead. Started writing his own eulogy, ashamed of the kind of man he turned out to be. He had black blood running up his veins as thick as grit, mouth corner stains and stomach pains and charcoal black spit. He'd forgotten what was holy, he thought, this is it. Long ago he had resigned to be a piece of shit. Why you gotta keep on torturing me? Jesus, I admit it, I'm a big fucking phony. I locked myself up in prison and I threw away the key. But I'm tired of being tortured, Lord, I just wanna be free. He had a certain respect for the earth, like probably nobody should. Probably because he grew up in a pretty old house beside the woods, where his little sister would always be his best friend. But even she would be betrayed by him before the end. He is survived by 4 pretty sisters and a mom and a dad. And what was left of the love of the woman he once had? His last words went, reminded what his legacy would be. Said I'm not worth remembering, just forget about me. Why you gotta keep on torturing us? Haven't I paid enough for all the drugs that I've done? My poor mother's praying that you take back her only son. Why you gotta keep on torturing yourself? You are directly responsible for your own poor mental health.
missing on the off chance I'm blunted in a bullseye, begging for peace of mind.
Dreaming all day, and I don't sorry that you can't draw blood from a stone, even though you did. And it's all over the road, and I don't wanna wake up, wanna wake up all in again.
Again, again.
Again.
Again, again.
Again.
Again, again.
Okay, gonna speed through these. We just listened to Crab Walk by Duff Thompson and the Full Grown Men. Right before that was Right Back to It by Waxahachie featuring MJ Lenderman. Before that, we listened to Rip to the Empire State Flea Market by Frog. Before that, we listened to Black Blood by Otis. And right before that, we listened to Four Things by Bench. I don't have time to talk about all these. I'm just going to say that they went. I ordered them in a way that was like least to most country. Shout out to my home state, South Carolina. Okay, that's all. I got one more song. We're not going to get through it all. It's fine. Thank you again for listening. Again, this was Foxtrot. I'm here every Wednesday morning, 12 a.m. or Tuesday night, however you want to say it. Come listen to me. It's a good time. I like playing the music I pick out, and I hope you all like listening. Okay, we're going to listen to some Wednesday to close out. Here is one more last one by Wednesday. Again, this is No One. You're listening to 9.5 FM, WFM, Medford, Dubs, Freeform Radio. And I will see you all next week. Okay, goodbye.